I mean, I have been with Christians several times in my life. And in fact, I was with some women here a while back. Oh, it's been quite a while ago, several years ago. And they were supposedly all Christian women. And I was going down the freeway down here, and somebody almost hit me trying to, you know how people run around you and turn, you know, instead of going behind you, you know. But they realized that's a turn, and they went, wow! And I mean, man, I had to pull over and slam on the brakes, and we slid and everything else. And one of the women in the front up there with me, there was several of them in there. One of them said, that G-D-S-O-B. I looked over at her, and I said, ma'am, I thought you was a Christian. And man, she realized what she had done. Now, did she have a little of that darkness in her heart? Oh, just a little tad. Now then, how can we get rid of that to be holy? We can ask God to go in there with His wire brush or the Holy Ghost and clean that thing out, can't He? Now He can clean it out, can't He? He can take away that stuff, but you've got to ask Him. You've got to ask Him to clean your heart, because He says God wants you to be holy, and to be holy, the first thing He starts out with, you should keep clear of all sexual sin. Now then, if you're a man, you have to learn to look at every woman in her eyes. You can't look at them anywhere else and be sexually pure. If you start looking at women, I mean, you know, it's almost impossible for a man to go to the beach today and not look at a woman in a wrong place. You know that? Well, every once in a while you have to, I guess. I had to go to the beach the other day to baptize a man. Right out on the beach of a lake. You know, he was a big guy and he couldn't get in my little tub and he wanted to be baptized. So I took him, I asked him where he wanted to be baptized. He told me. And he told me, I'll meet you there at 2 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. I told him, 2 o'clock Thursday afternoon, I met him up here at the lake. We walked out in there, and of course it was a swimming area, and there's all kinds of boys and girls running all over that place. All kinds of young women with little bitty bikini bathing suits on. Little bitty ones, you know. I mean, it might have took a 30 minutes on a lunch break for a spider to weave that thing, you know. But they wasn't much. They wasn't much. They didn't leave a whole lot to your imagination. Y'all understand where I'm coming from? Those little girls had, some of those little bathing suits wasn't that tall. You know, I thought, wow. And all them young boys running around there, they're sitting around the bank looking. You know. Now then, do you think they're holy? No, you can't be holy sitting there looking at them girls. Because where's your mind start running? And when your mind starts running, what did Jesus say? You're guilty of adultery. Right there. So you have to stay away from them places. You've got to be careful where you look. But God says get rid of how much sexual sin? If you want to be holy. I mean, you want Him to answer your prayer? Well, if you want Him to answer your prayer, you're going to have to do it His way. There ain't no other way. Then each of you will control your body and live in holiness and honor. Control your body. You know how hard it is to control this thing? I mean, you know, I'll tell you another way it's hard to control this thing. And almost everybody's got this problem. Not all of us. But yeah, I guess we all do. You know, I can go out, Cheryl and I can go out somewhere and we have a beautiful meal. You know, and I can just load up to right here. You know, I'm full. And we get home and 30 minutes later somebody walks in with a special ice cream and a cream pie or something. Thurman, would you like to have some ice cream and a cream pie? I know I don't need that. Tom, you're just as weak as I. You ain't controlling your vessel either. You just like me, right? But see, we can lose it lots of ways. If we don't take care of our body, we overindulge in food. You know, that's not being in control of our temple. And this beast, it wants its way. Have y'all noticed that? It wants to do what it wants to do. It don't want to do what you want it to do or what the Word says. It says, if you will be holy and keep yourself of all sexual sin, then each of you will be able to control your body and live in holiness and honor. Now, do you think that would please God? Oh, yeah. Okay, verse 5 and 6, Phil. Not in the lustful passions as the pagans do. Man. In their ignorance of God and His ways. Now, why do the pagans live, or why does the church, I know why the world lives like it lives, don't you? But why does the church live like the world? Why did this girl I tell you about a while ago that turned her phone, didn't know it, but when she laid her phone down, it turned on, and her husband heard the conversation between a young married couple, only been married a few years, and here she is, the love of his life, he thinks. And here she is out running around with another man. You want to ruin a young man's whole day? Let him find out his wife sleeping with another man he didn't even know about. Or you let a young woman find out her husband's messing around with another woman. Either way, it'll ruin their whole day, won't it? But you think God's going to answer either one of them's prayer? No? No? They ain't living holy. Why does the church live like this? I mean, this is everywhere I go. I see this. Why is it? I guess we just don't know. I know what it is. We must not ever read this book. If we read this book, I mean, everybody'd love to see God do miracles. Everybody would love to have Him answer your prayer every time you prayed, wouldn't we? Oh, yeah. And when He does that for us, man, it's wonderful. But it's an entirely different plane you have to stay in. And you know how hard it is to stay in that plane of holiness? You know, it's awesome. I mean, I can pray for people one day and it seems like every prayer I pray gets answered. And the next day, nothing happens. You think, okay, God, it can't be your problem. It's got to be my problem. I got to be doing something wrong. You know? And usually you are. It's not hard, you know, if you start going back and say, well, Lord, what did I do? Where did I mess up? He'll tell you. Oh, Lord, surely not that. Surely not that. You're not loving your wife enough? You wasn't nice enough to her this morning? No, Lord, surely not. If you don't treat your wife with honor and love and respect her, guys, He says, I will not answer your prayer. Isn't that something? That's something, isn't it? So, wow. Then He says, never cheat a Christian brother in this manner by taking his wife. Never. This ought to be the part that scares your socks off. You may do it in secret and nobody ever know it but you and her. And who else? God. For the Lord avenges all such sins. How many of those sins get by Him?
None.
He avenges them all. I remember a young man I was talking to one time. He said, I fell madly in love with this girl. I mean, he said, she was the love of my life. Said she was a beautiful girl. We were in high school, our senior year. He said, I'm fixing, and I mean, this boy's on fire for Jesus. I mean, he loved Jesus. He's not a normal young man. I mean, he's way beyond his time, his age, to be this on fire for Jesus, only be 18 years old. He was really on fire for Jesus. And one night he's driving down the road, he said, Lord, I want to thank you for sending me Susie. I'm using a fictitious name now. Lord, I want to thank you for sending me Susie. Lord, I'm going to marry her. I'm going to ask her to marry me. And she's going to be the love of my life. I know we're going to do great things for the kingdom of God. And he said, the Lord spoke to me and said, she's not the one I've called for you. He said, but Lord, I love her. I want her as my mate. He said, you really think you do? He said, Lord, I know I do. He said, drive around to the front of the gym and stop. And get out and walk around there. When you see the car around there, walk up to the back And when take your flashlight with you, and when you get there, turn the flashlight on the back seat and see what you find. He thought, what am I going to see? He gets around, takes his flashlight and turns it on. There's Susie and another boy naked in the back seat. He couldn't believe it. This was the only woman in the world for him. God says, she's not the one I called for you. I got a pure, holy one for you. You wait, I'll bring her to you. But that's not the one for you. Isn't that something? God told him. He said, God showed me, told me what she was going to be doing. I couldn't believe it. He said, I drove around behind that gym, and there her and, I'll use Bob for a fictitious name, there her and Bob were in the back seat. Doing what God told them not to do. But they were doing it. They wasn't very holy, was they? You reckon there'd been any chance they could have got a prayer answered? No. Forget it. Never cheat a Christian brother in this manner. How often? What is it we don't understand about never? Never cheat a Christian brother in this manner by taking his wife, for the Lord avenges all such sins. Do you know that's why so many men are sick? Women too. Because they get involved in this. And, you know, that's something the pastor, that the bishop up there where we went, Detroit, the first night after we had church and then we're sitting there at dinner, I said, I'm going to throw something at you. And I want you to meditate on it or whatever. I want you to tell me what you think about it when you think you're ready. He said, okay, what's that? I said, all sickness is caused by sin. All. He said, whoa. He said, that's a big one. I said, that's why I told you to think on it, pray on it. Next day, he wanted to take me to lunch. So Cheryl and I went down and had lunch with him. And he said, I got up early this morning and I began to pray and ask God about that question that you asked me. He said, the Lord immediately took me to 1 Corinthians 3. We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.